Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. So do you want to know what's interesting right now? Is that in the East, most teams are at least 500 or above. And the Blue Jackets are an exception to that. Excuse me. I have to admit that I'm definitely impressed. I'm not sure if my Capitals are going to the playoffs, but we'll have to wait and see. And unless Ovechkin gets on a hot streak, I'm not necessarily sure. The big news is Mr. Connor Bedard took a hit. There was a big hit over the weekend by Mr. Brendan Smith. And one of my friends in Beer League, this really pissed me off. Yeah, he should have kept his head up, but it's like, I looked at the play again, and then it's like, he had his head up. He just had very little time to react. His head was up, and he just was like laid out, too. He was laid out, too. I'm not kidding. When Bedzy was laid out the way he was. Now, if I can get to Saturday's games here and so the Devils won that game 4-2 and they lose their star. Not sure whether or not Mr. Bedard's going to make it to the All-Star game. If he does, he'll be the youngest to do so, but I think he's just going to play. He doesn't have to necessarily play a large amount of time. He would just want to be in it, just to be in it and just be the youngest and I guess beat Gretzky in one record before the season's out. I have to admit, he is a generational talent. Bedard is a generational talent. Now, is he overhyped? I think he is. I think when the NHL is putting so much on one person, one guy, you know, it's not, you know, you're going to have your moments of just collapsing, of course. Now, this hit by Mr. Smith, you know, that was like not in relation to that. Now, he has bad nights. I mean, he has proven that he's ready for the show. I mean, he's as well. And you know, he could still be in the World Juniors if he wanted to, but he's as well. One of my friends from Beer League thought that he was, you know, he's playing for the name on the back and not the one on the front. And I'm still not too, I'm not necessarily seeing it. He does do this coast-to-coast stuff, but he's getting assists almost as much as he's getting goals. So I'm not seeing it in that lens, though. But he is trying to be that star, you know, and he's trying to be a star, too. I'm not blaming him for being a star. Now, what else? I mean, for an 18-year-old, I think he's doing the best he can. He's managing, and he's not like the football players coming up into the NFL or the basketball players and thinking like, I'm gonna get my gold watch and gold chains and all that stuff. He's not a flashy person, and for an 18-year-old, he conducted himself well on the Pat McAfee show. There's that. So I think he just ran into an obstacle, against Brendan Smith, and it was not the, and it was just not a good night for him. And I think that's where we should leave this as well. So now I did talk recently about the PWHL as well. That rhymes. One of the aspects I do like about this is that they do check in this league. Now, it's not the best checking, but it definitely goes well. You know, you poke check your opponents, and that is a part of the game. All of that is a part of the game. And I think it will still draw more of an attention as well. And, you know, I like the board battles. I like doing the board battles and checking along the boards myself, too. It's, even though I don't do that anymore. You know, I would rather, you know, I would like, I'd be okay doing that, obviously. So I think it is still important that we have checking in women's leagues, obviously. Because, you know, if the PWHL does want to make a profit, they should be having the checking, too. Now, their barn was sold out in the great city of Toronto. So, I mean, well, that's a good sign, even if it is in Maple Leafs country. So, but if it's not for the hitting, if the hitting was not there, you know, it's just roller hockey on ice, essentially. You know, with icings and maybe some offsides as well. So that's really the only difference when it comes to roller hockey. But they need the checking, and they need, you know, they need this as well to draw the crowd too. I like the acrobatics of, you know, goalies, butterflies, they're still doing that. And it really is not much, you know, it would not, the rules for the most part, other than the power play and the penalty kill rules, are pretty much the same at that point. But I do think that if the PK team does get a goal, you know, end it at that point. But it's like, I'm still a bit unsure just because of, you know, all right, if the power play team scores a goal, do they get that to keep the power play up for 2 minutes? I mean, that is just a, I mean, like, I'm not sure. I call me a hockey purist, but I'm not ready to deviate from the rules of the NHL. Just saying. I'm not ready yet. I'm open to it, but I'm just not ready. Just want to put that out there. What else is there to talk about? Well, the San Jose Sharks find ways to lose again. So that, I have to say that, you know, the Sharks are still flat out terrible. Okay, they just suck. You know, they 11 games in a row and they just still can't get this. Let's take a look at their standings, even though it's like torture. It's like, come on, guys, give me a break. 9-28-3. They had 21 points. You would think that this team would just, you know, almost, we thought, like, I thought they would go very long without winning a game, but they should still get into the double digits, okay? Just get to 15 games and you're certainly not the worst team. Well, they're not the worst team ever, but get to 15 games and give the people of San Jose something to root for next year, okay? I'm just saying. Now, I know they lost to the Maple Leafs 4-1 over the weekend, but I mean, that's still no excuse. They need to get their, you know, SH together. And without the, you know, I would not, the state of California can't afford to lose another sports team. And they're probably going to lose at least another. But it's like, I don't think, I'm not sure if the Bay Area is going to be supporting them. This is just my thoughts, and it's probably not going to happen, but I will definitely keep you up to date if it does. But who in the right mind, who is paying who's got so many bills in San Jose to pay, you know, the people that have so many bills to pay in San Jose, why would they want to come to a game, you know, in their facility? You know, it's not an arena because, you know, the Sharks just can't win it. But, I mean, the Bay Area has lost the Raiders and they're going to lose the A's. Why would... And no one is going to want to spend money for a team that only wins 9 games a year out of 82. No one wants to. And they're not even that good at home either. I mean, and it's just frustrating that for the fans that want to watch a good hockey team. And you know, now they're not going to leave San Jose, at least not within the next 5 years. I'm not seeing it, but keep in mind, to the people of the East Bay, or the East Side of the Bay, or whatever term you want to call, or I-5, or whatever highway you drive on, I'll tell you this much, you know, they could easily go away. The Sharks could definitely go away, just like the A's, just like the Raiders, and possibly, you know, another NBA team in California. They could leave. They could certainly leave. Now, where would they go? Portland, maybe they would go to. Even still, that, you know, they're not going to look to go. They could go to Utah. They could go there. And they might, because there's really no incentive. You know, if they're having trouble getting fans in the stands, they're not going to stay. Now, that's just something that no one else is talking about, and I'm just, you know, forecasting the future, as they would call it. The All-Star Game is coming up on February 1st to the 3rd. We got the skills competition. Sarah Nurse from the PWHL will... certainly make her, you know, make an appearance there. Definitely liking that. In terms of the playoffs, I think the Jets are going to go really far this time. I've been impressed with what the Jets can do, and I've been impressed with what the Canucks can do, but I think the Jets just have a little more oomph right there at this time. Now, don't get me wrong, Quinn Hughes is a super Hughes brother. He is, him, Luke, and Jack are, you know, are great. And, you know, but I just think overall the Jets are just a little more fun to watch. And I think there's just something there that is good, that they're going to be the team to hoist the cup within 30 plus years or 31 years. Since the Montreal Canadiens did so against Wayne Gretzky back in the day. I do think the Jets are going to do well. Over the weekend, just even though no one, you know, I played beer league, got 2 goals and an assist too. And, you know, and when you backhand a goal in there real quickly, and it's like just right on your stick and you just banging in there over the goalie's glove, it is just a good feeling too. So yeah, so I just had a good time over the weekend playing beer league. The NHL, one more final note and then I'll let you go. The NHL season has been weird this time, this go around. We've had so many injuries. We had the Corey Perry situation. The Hughes brothers decided to start a brawl, you know, when the Canucks faced the Devils. We had, you know, Patrick Kane and Dylan Larkin seemed to be a good chemistry. And no one knows where the heck Phil Kessel is, too. So there's that. I think that the season has just been, you know, very odd. And And we need, you know, we need a good, you know, we need to get the NHL back to normal too. But I think we're going to have a great, you know, Stanley Cup Finals run. I think the Jets are going to be in it, but if the Rangers or the Bruins are in it, I think we'll get more of a TV market. We'll get, you can get to 4 million even in with Boston and Winnipeg. And we're not, you know, worrying about, you know, teetering on 2.5 million viewers at the most in America, at least. And, you know, hope, and with the Canadian market, I hope more eyes are going to be on them. You're going to get more eyes out of, you know, Winnipeg and Manitoba. And, like, everyone in Manitoba just shuts it down and just watches the game. And you get, like, a huge load of TV ratings out of there. And then, you know, the New England area just brings it in. And then every other NHL fan across the country just watches it. And we get, you know, 10 million viewers. But, you know, one can only dream. Okay, so that'll about do it for this episode of the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. If you like this, check out the Substack. Check out the links in the description. Rate this show 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, Podcasts. Write me a little review. Let me know what you think. And with that being said, take care.